You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It is our honor and privilege to bring you a trending report. What's trending? I'll tell you what's trending, Jeremy. The Powerball jackpot is now nearly $750 million. It's up to $725 million for tonight's drawing. Let me tell you what I was thinking about this, and you can tell me what you were thinking about it. You know how we just went through last year, the Avs winning it all, and then this year, the Nuggets winning it all? Can you imagine being in a position where you could not only go to every game you wanted to in the postseason of the playoffs, you could jet away to the away games and stay in a penthouse suite and live it up? All to follow your favorite team. You would never be like we are now. We're like, oh, there's a big, you know, finals game. The tickets are like $2,000. I can't afford them.
No, you can buy some for you and all your friends.
This is how you afford them.
Courtside every single time. Or heck, this big old Taylor Swift concert that's coming to town. Right up front.
You could buy an entire section.
I was reading the amount of revenue that concert's supposed to bring into the city, and winning this Powerball is like four to five times more than the revenue that this Taylor Swift concert is bringing into the city. So it's a lot of cash, you guys.
Drawing is tonight. Get your ticket. Either play all your lucky numbers or go the quick pick route. $2 a ticket, and if you add the double play feature for $1,
do it.
Your ticket will automatically be entered into a second drawing for a shot at $10 million. That's Powerball. Good luck.
Yeah, have
fun. Boys in the morning. I am going to come right out and say I got egg all over my face. Egg. Oh, look at this face. Egg is coating it.
Well, that's just because you ate an omelet.
And I am going to admit that yesterday I was giving crap to the Colorado Rockies and how embarrassing it was that the only reason we had a player on the All-Star team was because the rules are each team has to have at least one player. So they picked Elias Diaz of the Colorado Rockies, our catcher. And you know what he did last night?
Did he do good?
He won the damn game for the National League.
Good for him, though.
The National League had not won in 11 years. Elias Diaz of the Rockies came up in the eighth inning with the National League down by a run. And he hit a two-run homer in the eighth to win the game.
I am so happy to hear this.
Named the MVP of the game.
Wow.
The first Rockies player to ever earn that award. So I am publicly apologizing for all the you-know-what I was talking yesterday on the show.
Yeah. That's really cool, actually. I hope he was like, suck it.
Suck it, Dom.
That's really cool. I'm glad he did that.
Or is it possible that I motivated him with my trash talk?
Oh, that's exactly what happened.
So he should be thanking. I'm expecting a text message from Elias Diaz saying, thank you, Dom. It was you.
Can we just get him to go up to bat every time during the games? Is that possible?
Oh, good for him. The Rockies.
Yes. That's
one player on the team, and he wins the MVP.
Yeah.
So that's good.
That's really cool.
Hey, going in a completely different direction, this will bring you down, but after serving more than 50 years of a life sentence, one of the followers of Charles Manson was just released from prison.
I saw this.
How do you pronounce her last name? Is it Van Houten? Leslie Van Houten?
Something like that.
She's now 73 years old. Says she will immediately start looking for a job.
Okay.
Because while she was in prison, Jeremy, she earned a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in counseling, of all things.
It sounds like she's turned her life around.
You know, if you go back and you read what not just the whole Manson cult did, but what she personally did in the killings of the LaBianca family. And that family, by the way, is not happy that she's being let out.
Well, of course.
Even
obviously.
After 50 years.
But I guess they're saying that she's not a risk anymore.
That's what they say now.
And so they say. But
she is the first Manson follower to ever leave prison alive. So,
wow.
All right, changing the subject again. Have you ever experienced phone peril? It was funny when I read this story because I was like, yes, I totally get what they're talking about. It's if you're out somewhere and like if you keep your phone in your pocket and you just reach over and you pat your pocket and it's not there.
Pure panic.
You're like, oh,
where'd I leave it? Where'd I leave it?
Or if you drop it, you know, from a distance onto a hard floor and you have that moment of panic like, oh, crap.
I just got a new phone and just a day ago it fell out of my hands and it did the wham right on the ground, right on the screen. And I was like, for sure, this thing's toast.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fine. But yeah, my heart skipped a beat for a minute.
The thing about, you know, thinking for a moment that you have lost it or misplaced it, what they call it phone peril.
Yeah.
And I think that's hilarious. It happens, they say, to the average, for the average person, it's almost three times a week that you have some sort of
where's it at
panic attack over your damn phone.
One of the greatest features is if you own, you might be able to do this with Android, but I'm an Apple guy, but I have my iPhone and I have my iWatch. One of the greatest features on the watch is you swipe down and there's a little button that looks like your phone and you hit it and your phone goes ding, 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 ding in wherever room it's at. The best feature. It's like, where's it at? Where's it at? I do love the stats on how many people are walking around with cracked screens and things of that nature.
Yeah, but don't say that because that could be a mind bender.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was going to tell you a quick story. One of my favorite stories is my mom had her phone and she thought she had a screen protector on there that was cracked.
Mm-hmm.
So she started peeling it off thinking, oh, I'll pull the screen protector off. And it turned out to be the actual screen on the phone that had a crack in it. So she peeled the entire front end of her phone off. It's like, Mom.
There's $1,000.
There's $1,000. Jesus wheeze.
So we're still in travel season. We were hearing from somebody yesterday about travel and separate vacations and all that other stuff. If you're wondering where you should go, if you still haven't made your plans for this summer or this fall, the people at Travel and Leisure have released their list of the top travel destinations in the U.S. this year. New Orleans, number 3. A town that Jeremy and I both love dearly, Santa Fe, number 2.
Yes.
I cannot pump Santa Fe enough. I love that little town.
It's so romantic.
And number 1, Charleston, South Carolina.
I see.
And I am maybe something of a weirdo because I went to Charleston because I heard so much about it. And I was like, it's okay.
Okay. Well.
But these guys say it's numero uno. So if you're looking for a fun place to go, you might want to.
Santa Fe is more of a, I don't think you'd bring your kids down there. I mean, I
wouldn't
get bored. It's a romantic destination, I think.
Yeah, and it's an artsy town. There's so much
artsy
art down there,
and we did all sorts of wine tastings and stuff while we were down there, and it's just beautiful.
If you can go when there's some sort of event going on in the plaza, do it. So
you buy a lot of turquoise down there.
Yeah. All right, what else is trending?
Would you be able to survive on $129,000 a month, Dom? Just hand it to you.
I do survive on that.
You're like, actually, that seems a little low. Well, listen, this is all about Kevin Costner and his ex-wife, Christine. I guess they settled on $129,755 per month in child support. Why did they add the extra $755?
Why didn't they just round it up to $130,000?
Right, exactly. That's about half of what she was asking for, but more than twice of what Kevin originally offered.
So that's how negotiations work. He came with one figure. She went way higher.
In the middle, right?
Yeah.
There's something about Kevin's accountant claimed that Christine's figure included more than $100,000 for cosmetic procedures, and she was looking to help have some of that cost.
Well,
covered.
That's just dirt being thrown by his side.
Yeah, but if she is including that in what she's saying child support should be.
Not monthly.
Anyway, Kevin's going to pay some attorney fees and other costs as well. So hopefully those crazy kids have it all figured out. Oh no, it's Hallmark Christmas Channel time already in the middle of July. I guess they just announced the Hallmark Christmas-themed cruise now from Miami to the Bahamas in November of 2024. It's called the Hallmark Channel Christmas Cruise. Are you going to sign up for this?
I've already have.
It'll include crafts, a world premiere of the new movie, a tree lighting ceremony, photo ops, cookie decorating, Christmas karaoke.
Some Hallmark movie stars will be on board.
Sweater contest, wine tastings.
You may think, why are you guys talking about this in July? Well, I'll tell you. It's only 166 days till Christmas.
Right. Well, this is 2024.
I know, but just till Christmas.
But still until Christmas. I know. And you know this will just book out like crazy because the Hallmark Christmas craze is so dang popular. So that's kind of fun. If you want a better tan this summer, the TikTok experts are saying, pour a bunch of beer on yourself and rub it in. I guess there's some sort of science behind it. The hops in beer can supposedly promote the production of something called melanin, I think it's called. Anyway, it's the stuff that gives your skin its pigment, and it, you know, kind of zaps that and makes your skin look a little darker. And of
course, like you're leading to up to melanoma, though.
Right, so. A lot of experts are saying, don't do this. You're going to fry your skin. And not to mention, while you're laying there at the pool pouring beer on yourself, you're a magnet for bugs, bees, and mosquitoes, and it makes your skin extremely sticky. If you've ever poured a beer on yourself in the bar, you know it doesn't feel good. I can't see sitting by the pool doing that. My God. Did you see this story about the guy in Las Vegas? What the hell is going on with this guy? The videos are everywhere. It's a 35-year-old dude from Long Island. He was in Las Vegas, and I guess he started attacking a guy, a one-legged man, for some reason. And then security footage shows him running through casinos naked, streaking through one casino, going into a second casino, and running around naked, and ending up in a third casino naked. This time, he jumped up on a poker table, started dancing, laid on his back, and spread them cheeks. Have you seen the videos of this?
I have not, but he got exactly what he wanted, which was everyone talking about him.
He was in an altered mental state, so maybe he was on the meth or something.
So you say he was running around nude. Was it impressive?
What I watched was a lot of pixelation. And no, I think even
But sometimes you can tell from the pixelation.
Even from the pixelation.
If it's just if it's just 2 or 3 pixels, you're like, "Eh." If it's like 25 pixels, you're like, "Oh, okay.
Hey, this guy's no wonder he's showing it off." Real quick, another reason to avoid kale. A new study found that most kale is covered in forever chemicals. All those compounds that don't break down easily, they take over 1,000 years to break down. And apparently, kale is covered with it.
Oh, my.
This is why I don't eat it, Dom. It's covered in forever chemicals. That's gross. Anything else I want to tell you? Not really. Let's do clickbait because it's cute.
Clickbait.
It's kind of a cute clickbait today, a feel-good one. There's this kid in New Zealand. It's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Kid in New Zealand turned 8 the other day and wanted to ride in a big rig for his birthday. So his mom got on Facebook and offered $50 to any trucker willing to swing by. And 64 truckers showed up for this kid's birthday.
Did a little convoy for him.
He's got a big old smile on his face. It's pretty darn cute. So check out the pictures. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you have it. That's what's trending.